Can you turn the mic on?
Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob. I just said, make sure you got the mics turned on.
And, Carl, they were.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that if they were turned on every time. So, we have little signs around
always
here.
Always be very careful what you say.
Yeah, don't cut the red wire. Don't press F12. Play happy bumper music for Linda. Play Eddie and the Cruisers for Carl. Now we've got the other things on here. Don't ever touch this. Push this. And, speaking of inspiration, though.
I want some Blondie today.
Yeah, well,
That'll inspire me.
It works for me, too. Speaking of inspiration and Blondie.
What?
You're here, Linda.
Oh. Well, good morning. You know, 47 degrees outside. It's beautiful. We should be so happy considering
it's
that happened.
It's raining.
Well, it is raining. I didn't say it was, but it's beautiful outside. You're right. So be careful and button up your overcoat and make sure that, I think we were going to have rain the rest of the week, but next week's going to be nice. But, you know, I think we should just be so grateful. I just say bring on the rain. We need the water. We need the water as a resource. We want, of course, Trinity and Shasta and Whiskey Town to be full. We want people to come up and use their houseboats. Those vacations they canceled for many years because they thought that the water was down or heard that the water was down, the lake was down. So I just say bring it on. And we could be living in Washington, D.C. and the other parts that are snowed in. And, I mean, it's frightfully so they are so snowed in.
I think it's great that Washington, D.C. is snowed in and they can't get to their jobs in Congress because every time they can't get there, price saves us $1 billion a day.
They can't
vote on things we don't need or things to force down our throat. And, of course, push that global warming agenda that the Democrats have right now. They can't quite get there because of the snowstorms. But then, of course, the statement I saw the other day was global warming brings on these horrible storms. I'm sure there's some way that they can explain that. But the things I really enjoy is how they're finding out that a lot of the research that was done was faulty.
How about bogus?
Well, bogus, faulty. They were term papers taken off college students or maybe even high school students. They found out, people that were saying things that were just blatantly untrue. Then, of course, that email, email gate where they were saying, oh, let's kind of cherry pick the ones that make sense. Is the environment warming? Yeah, probably. But is it being caused, but that goes through cycles. Everybody knows that, but is it being caused by mankind? Or as somebody once said, if you want to cool the earth down, kill all the cattle, since they release most of the greenhouse gas and methane.
Gas and methane. Hey, I have a couple public announcements coming back. Just a couple PSAs.
Okay.
It's very important that we alert our wonderful, loyal listeners to things that are happening that they might be interested in, concerns our community. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This is KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, ready.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
The world of home entertainment and personal communications changes fast. Hear about the latest in consumer electronics every Saturday at noon on Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Okay, let's hit those PSAs.
Well, you know, before I go there, little lead in music was whoa, whoa, whoa. Made me think of Tom Jones.
Did you know at one time Tom Jones' chest hair was insured for $700,000?
Really?
Yeah,
I'm gullible.
Not lying about that. No, I'm not lying about that. And Heidi Klum's legs. One was worth...
Heidi Klum, I know.
Heidi Klum, one was worth $1.2 million, her right leg. Her left leg was insured for just $1 million because it had a scar on it.
Eddie Grable.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you know they've had other people that have insured things. This one guy had the taste tester of a coffee house. Where he blends the beans and everything. His tongue is insured at over $1 million. Guess how much Dolly Parton insured the Dolly Partons? $800,000.
$400,000
a piece.
Really, I was wondering if that went up.
That may have gone.
Your insurance policy went up, increased.
I don't know.
You know what? Jim Bremer does such a great job on the news, doesn't he? Oh, we're so lucky and so proud to have him here on KCNR, reading the news live from 6 to 7.
He writes it.
Very challenging. He does a great job.
Yeah.
Okay. The Shasta Animal Welfare Foundation is working with the Shasta County Animal Shelter, striving to find homes for the dogs currently at the shelter. They'll be going to be bringing their dogs to Petco. That is at 1603 Hilltop Drive. The first adoption event will be held on Saturday, February 13th from 11 to 3. Adoption events will be held the second Saturday of each month. So I know they're trying to, just be aware that there's dogs out there and animals that need to find a home. And if you think that you're up to it, it would be a nice time to be able to do that. Also, celebrate Italiano. The Sons of Italy and the MLK Junior Multicultural Center invite you to join us for a complimentary evening of authentic Italian food, music, and cultural enlightenment. That's also February 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Multicultural Center, which is located 1815 Sheridan Street in Reading. What you got there?
Well, there's been a press release that we have another person running and announced their candidacy for the office of Shasta County Clerk.
Really?
Russell K. Hunt, hereby announces his candidacy for the office of Shasta County Clerk. He's got a number of things that he wants to accomplish, and we'll let Russell talk about that. I'm sure it'll be a press conference. But, you know, a couple of his ideas are probably pretty good. That requiring all candidates to prove their residency before allowing them to seek office. And to have a campaign to launch a mass voter registration drive to sign up 40% of the adult population in our county that are not enrolled to vote. Russell K. Hunt has kind of a perennial office seeker. He's never been an office holder, but, you know, Abraham Lincoln lost his first three elections and got elected to president. So, Russell, keep trying. You know, I think 2012 is going to be a pretty open year for everything.
I think so, huh?
Hey, somebody died that I'd like to talk about. You know, this gentleman just passed away. He was 76 years old. He's not from around here. But he had a huge impact on the world, much more so than he probably ever thought was going to happen. His name was Charlie Wilson, and they made a movie about him, Charlie Wilson's War. This was he was a representative from a very, very conservative spot in Texas. But Charlie wasn't a conservative kind of guy. He was good time Charlie. He was at a position when he was in Congress. He was a 12-time representative there, 24 years. He had the ability to move money. And what he did was he moved billions of dollars to the Afghan insurgents so they could fight the Soviets. And it was because of Charlie and a few other people, mainly Charlie, that the Russians were thrown out of Afghanistan after it going in and invading. You remember what President Carter's way of handling that was okay, let's not go to the Olympics. You know, weak response. You know, weakness breeds contempt. So when you're weak with bullies, they will continue to bully you. Perhaps President Obama might learn from that. Anyway, Charlie, through his efforts, they got stingers, and as soon as they got stingers, the Mujahideen got stingers there in Afghanistan. The whole war changed because the Russians no longer owned the air. I mean, when they no longer owned the air, they couldn't fight them on the ground, and eventually were forced out of the country. Charlie is a hero there. And he said, in one of the Atta Muhammad Nur, a major commander in the war, expressed his condolences. Mr. Wilson is in the heart of the Afghan people. Never will the Afghan nation forget him. And, you know, the thing about it, though, after the war, he tried to put, Charlie Wilson tried to funnel more money into Afghanistan to rebuild it, to build that infrastructure, to build the schools, to give the people, you know, a new lease on life. That, of course, did not happen, and what we ended up with was Taliban. And Afghanistan turning into maybe a 6th-century country. And so, if anything, after that, you know, it's a primer. It's a book on how to fail, is to force the bad guys out and then just leave the people to themselves when they need help then to reestablish themselves. Anyway, Charlie Wilson's War. The representative Charlie Wilson, 76, died of a heart attack. So, Charlie, it was a great movie, and if it was mostly true, that's great. And, you did a lot, you saw a lot, and you were from a district that didn't have bars. Good time, Charlie. We salute you. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM. We've got to take a quick break here. Phone lines are 605-4567.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over 1 million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. Mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We have a new show that's premiering on Sunday evening.
At 9.
At 9 o'clock at night. Now, you know what I mean? Okay, what comes on at 9 o'clock at night? Well, Steve Lafferty's going to come on at 9 o'clock on Sunday nights, and he's going to be talking about dream shifting. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
That's why we say, Bob, turn on the microphone.
You know, get ready for Radio Land. So, okay, for the listener, could you please, okay, we have our eyes closed. That's what happens when you listen to radio. You can't see anything, obviously. So it's all about the visual that happens inside of the brain. Where are you going to take us Sunday nights at 9 p.m.?
Well, actually, radio is a perfect medium for this because everything that's, well, ancient peoples from all through history have believed in different ways that we only experience the world within our mind, within how we believe the world is, how we believe we interact with others, how we believe others are doing things around us. So it's taking place in the mind, so the radio is a perfect place where it shuts off the visual and allows you to go into your inner journey to discover what it is you believe and how it affects your life.
Wow.
Well, how did you come about the study of dreams and the mind? Tell us a little bit about who you are and your background.
Well, first of all, I don't want anybody to misunderstand this as being a dream analysis, as in our sleeping dreams. But we do have dreams when we're asleep. And we also, because everything's taking place within our minds, if we can view our beliefs as being something that we've accepted from others, things that people have offered us, that controls how we interact with life and how we interact with each other. And by seeing that the belief, it came into our experience, and it's only there because we choose to keep it there. So to shift our dream from a dream of suffering into a dream of love, a dream of heaven.
Have you studied dreaming for a long time, or where did you get the inspiration?
Well, the inspiration came from my own journey. I have gone into, with very incredible teachers. I came across a great line of teaching, and these teachers have been incredibly patient with me and very loving and caring to assist me to discover that really the only way that I'm experiencing the world is within my mind. And I chose to take on the task of becoming completely responsible for everything I believe, which allows me to change that, to change it into another kind of a story, so that nobody else is no longer responsible for how I'm feeling. Nobody else is responsible for what I'm experiencing in life.
Oh, see, I like that, Steve, because, you know, you see people that are down. Oh, I've been picked on. You know, I've gotten every bad break in life. Oh, I am so sad. But you can't let other people affect you like that. I mean, they will, but you are the only one that can affect really how you feel.
Well, you know, people talk about the things that I've gotten a bad hand in life, and it's been bad, and this and that. Well, what I offer is that, well, it's still bad because you're still living there. You're still keeping that moment alive, even though those people aren't here and those things aren't happening any longer. And to see the energy and the force that we put into our beliefs in our attempt to cause them to come into manifest in our life with others, in our actions with others, we have so much life energy wrapped up into it. As we begin to challenge our beliefs, to dissolve them, and to see that they're not the truth, but they're just something that we were putting our faith into.
They become our truths, or the chains that bind us, or we could go on and on and on about the terms used to for your own walls.
Exactly. And by using the term our truth tagged onto it, makes it more difficult to change it. Because the truth is truth. Whether you're here or not, the truth is truth no matter what you believe. But your belief exists only because you're here believing it right now. So to shift from our truth to just our experience kind of softens it, makes it a little bit easier to accept change coming into our life.
So who's your show for?
My show is for those people out there in the world that have felt that there's another possibility for us to live with. There's something else possible beyond what they've been taught, beyond what they've put their faith into, that we can go a little bit farther. It can be just a little different than what they've ever been told. And this is to show them how to get to that place.
Okay.
Will you be
this is why this show really gave a great deal of interest to us, that it's on a Sunday evening, and we don't usually, of course, we're not open on Sundays, you know, where people just walk in and out. But Sunday evening, we're opening up for Steve. Because he's pursued it. And two, we believe in the fact that this could be an interesting show for our audience, something that's not on.
Again,
anywhere.
It's empowering people.
Right.
And we're really, that moves Carl and I here and what we do with our programming to make people, it's thought provocative. And the other question I have for you, for those who are thinking about, okay, Sunday night, I'll turn this show on at 9 p.m. Are you going to, in your first show, give our listeners tools?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I think that this Sunday is the perfect day to begin the show, which is Valentine's Day. Because what we're talking about here is to discovering the love that we all long for, the love that we desire to experience and share in life, without any of the distortions that cause us to go into suffering about it. So this is going to be, I'm going to be talking about some tools that will assist the listeners, and hopefully some people are going to be calling in that I can interact with, that will show them how to discover the love that exists within them, to be able to experience love for no reason at all. And this has to do with the most important relationship you have. And that's the relationship that you have with yourself.
Now, you have a website.
Yes, I do.
And it is?
It's dreamabetterdream.com.
Dreamabetterdream.com. Steve Lafferty will be premiering on KCNR at 9 p.m. this Sunday night. He'll be streaming. So if you're having, you know, if you're not going to be around here, but you have your computer, you're going to be able to hear him. So that's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it, Carl.
Any last little thoughts here?
Just consider the opportunity as you dream your life, as you dream your day to day, that it's completely possible for you to shift your experience in the world just by dreaming a better dream.
Well,
I think it's time for us to take a break. I'm
I'm
relaxed.
I tell you what, you have the voice for it, and if that doesn't work, we'll have you play the play Misty for me. You know, one of those things.
No,
you
won't. Hey, we're gonna take a break here.
Okay, Steve. Thank you so much, Steve Lafferty. Yes. He's starting out his show at 9 o'clock Sunday evening, right here on KCNR 1460 Dream Shifting.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Carl and Linda Bach.
See you Sunday night.
Free Fire Radio.
I'm Connell McShane. As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctors' prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Now, if you don't think Steve Lafferty and that show is going to be an interesting show, you know, dream shifting. You know, when I first heard about it, I was, you know, it was like, I'm not sure about this. But then after we talked, you know, as I remind everybody, this is community radio. We, you know, we're the community right here in KCNR. And this is something that, you know, has a place in the community, obviously. So we give a voice, and that's our job, is to give a voice to the people in this community.
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is obviously coming up, and right now February represents the month of love. And there's so much turmoil in the world. And, again, if we come back to ourselves and we come back to our relationships and tools to help it work, and help those around us, It really is an empowering thing. And we are so excited in our studio now. Our guest of this segment is the incredible Dr. Patricia Bay. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
And
the incredible Dr. Patricia
All right.
Bay.
Who is Patty, we met you a long time ago on radio when we did a segment mm-hmm. called On the Couch with Patty Bay. Mm-hmm. And it was a weekly show, or it was a monthly show.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And you and I got to know each other on a much deeper level because we found out that, you know, Carl was coming back from Iraq and he was a Harley rider and you guys are Harley riders, and then we started riding Harleys. So, in the meanwhile, I learned that you had written books mm-hmm. and you lecture around the world and you put on these incredible workshops that are marriage, family, therapy kind of workshops. So today you have your two interns, and let's talk about love today. Let's talk about relationships, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Patty.
Well, I got my doctorate a few years ago, and I did my doctoral dissertation on conflict resolution. So I do a lot of work with communication and conflict resolution with families and couples and relationships. And one of the really cool things about having interns, and I wanted to introduce them, here in the studio with us today is Catherine Cundy and Ryan Frost, both who are marriage family therapist interns. That means they have their graduate degrees, and they are earning their 3,000 hours of supervised experience. Interns are an awesome way to be able to get into therapy when you can't afford to see someone who charges the kind of rates that I charge or that, you know, is a licensed individual. What's really nice is both Catherine and Ryan work directly under my supervision. Their cases are staffed with me every week, so you have me in the background of the work that they do. So it's like getting therapy on sale.
It's very invaluable, too. As an intern, we have the professional training and we have the degrees, but we don't necessarily have all of the hands-on experience yet. And so it's really nice to have a session or prepare for a session and have Patty right there in the background to be able to bounce ideas off and confirm treatment plans. And we are just absolutely blessed to be working for her.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. So, and then this is Ryan. Ryan does a lot of work with men's issues and working with teenage boys and doing empowerment kind of things to help young men that need guidance learn how to become kings in their relationships. He also works with couples and works with PTSD and trauma.
Yeah, trauma. A lot of trauma.
Tell him a little bit about what you like to do, Ryan.
Well, I've kind of specialized in trauma and, you know, dealing with people that have had issues of stressors in the past that really, just affect their everyday life. And Patty's been great with staffing us on certain, you know, issues that we don't have a lot of experience on and just rounding us out as therapists.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about experience. And in marriage family therapy, you need 3,000 hours of supervised experience before you're licensed. Ryan is right toward the end of that. He only has a few hundred more hours to go before he's licensed. And Katie is more than halfway through. So these are two people who have not just fallen off the turnip track and don't know what they're doing. And I've trained interns for 25 years. And these are two really good therapists. So I highly recommend them. And it's a way to get some affordable therapy.
I have a question about the trauma and the PTSD. Tell us a little bit about about PTSD and your studies in that it can affect people, not just men, people coming back from the military where we hear a lot of PTSD, but can it also be with automobile accidents, violence in the family, broken into, your house burning down, whatever. What kind of cases are you handling?
Yeah, absolutely. The qualifier with PTSD is it's not what you experience, but it's how you feel about it. So, you know, if you have, you know, three people on the street and they all witness a horrendous car crash, two people may be fine because they're able to just sort of fit that into their schemas and go on. Well, the third person may see that as extremely, traumatic, and it may affect how they view, key elements in their life. So that living with that piece of that trauma and how it affects every day after that is really where PTSD is caused, what it comes from. And it's treating that. So it's not, there's no specific qualifier for what causes PTSD. It's just that that person has experienced that trauma, has had that trauma affect their life after that, which is like, continuing trauma. And then it turns into these maladaptive behaviors, like anxiety, depression, social anxiety. It affects, how they relate to other people. There's issues of dissociation where they're not wanting to go out and connect with people, or they're having trouble relating to family members. Totally affects relationships, like we're talking about today.
I think that's a really good point, Ryan. If we look at our Iraqi war vets, what makes one Iraqi war vet come back and be okay and another one have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder? Some of it is how wounded they go into that situation. For example, if you take a young man or young woman who has a dysfunctional family, who maybe was abused or had some kind of trauma, they join the military, they're doing well, they feel pretty good about themselves, they go over to Iraq, and then they have more trauma on top of their underlying trauma that they didn't even count, because they had survived it. But now we have trauma upon trauma upon trauma, and those are the ones that are at higher risk for PTSD. because they already have a wound that was healed, and it's easy to rip that wound back open. They're more vulnerable. But the good news about PTSD is it is treatable, but you have to get in and get help.
Right.
In fact, I think I've read places where PTSD can be addressed and be pretty well treated and, you know, just in a series of weeks, where others will go on and on, especially the longer it goes untreated.
Right.
So that's why the military is making a huge, huge push to try and identify any of their our warriors that does that may have symptoms
and
of post-traumatic stress. Right.
Well, there's a really good treatment for PTSD, and that's EMDR. Eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And both Catherine Cundy and Ryan Frost and myself are trained in EMDR to work with PTSD and trauma.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This is Carl and the Bot on Free Fire Radio. We're talking to Dr. Patricia Bay, Katie Cundy, and Ryan Frost, and we're talking about post-traumatic stress. We're talking about other types of of things that affect you, including and mainly love.
We're going to talk about love when we get back.
Yeah.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Furniture for life, Huber Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
You can cozy up to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today and enter to win a free, luxurious love seat. It's a beautiful Macy Cafe love seat with saddle arms and bustle back design surrounding the supportive cushions and richly finished tapered block feet. Enter to win at Kubler's Furniture in the Shasta Center, 1894 Churn Creek Road. Kubler's Furniture offers free design consultation and free color coordination. Quality products in stock at great pricing. Kubler's Furniture. Locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus in the Shasta Center at 1894 Churn Creek Road in Redding.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
I'm Rick Hill with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, and I value long-term relationships with my clients. Relationships built on serving clients well. Relationships spanning decades. I know that building relationships begins with getting to know each of my clients. That's because each investor has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. I can help you create a personal investment strategy to meet your financial needs. So call me at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the state. And this weather is kind of cold and blustery here. So go into Espresso Joe's and get that special coffee that they'll make for you. If you can think of a cup of coffee to make, they'll make it. And they'll make it at a great price. You're not going to be paying $12 for a cup of coffee, beans, and some foamy milk. And if you want to buy a coffee, you buy it there. You buy you can buy a pound of beans, not this 10 ounces of beans. No, it's a pound of beans at a great price. Get your coffee, go next door.
16 ounces, honey. Sorry, 16 ounces.
That's a pound, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
It's gold, but it's not gold.
It's gold. Okay, it's not gold. Okay, then we go to, then you can go next door and get on your Wi-Fi, get on your computer, drink your coffee right there, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than a tobacco emporium.
Well, do you believe in love? And if you don't believe in love, or you're kind of in a quandary about what love is, give us a call at 605-4567. The hotline is open, and it's all about love right now. We have our experts with us. We have Dr. Patricia Bay and her interns, Catherine Cundy and Ryan Frost. And good morning.
I have a question.
Okay.
Now, can you save up all your love and just use it all at once on Valentine's Day?
It's not like quarters.
Okay.
No. But I'll tell you, what I have to say this. I've known Carl and Linda Bott for quite a long time, and I love how you two love each other. When you guys walk into the room, your eyes light up. You lean toward each other. You can feel that you two are in love. And I love that about you guys. It's awesome. Love is something that's so interesting. It is palatable. You can almost touch it in a room. And you can feel when people are leaning toward each other in that sense of we are together. So one of the things you're looking for Valentine's Day is to lean into your partner, to make them feel like you love them, like you're thinking of them, like you get the warm fuzzies. Linda, you said something really cool earlier. You said, what about guys that are trying really hard to do Valentine's Day well, and they feel like they always fall short? And I think this is kind of cool, because we have two men in the studio right now in front of microphones and another one in front of the electronics over here. Can you men tell us what it's like to be men and feel like you're trying to do the best you can for your woman on Valentine's Day and wondering if you can pull it off? What's it like for Ryan and Carl?
Well, I pretty much know that if it's two or more carrots, but I'm, you know what? I'm a hero.
Rich, are you listening, honey? Carl's giving lessons.
Diamond.
No, you know what? It's, you know, we're you know, the funny thing about it is this year, you know, since we're since we started the radio business, in between sweeping out the floors and carrying out the trash, you know, we give each other, you know, for Valentine's Day, you know, our big present to each other was office furniture. And, you know, and that was big for us. And so, you know, I get the couch, she gets all the tables and the desk. So it's, you know, it's a great thing. So I think it's knowing your partner and knowing, you know, and so that there's no surprises. I mean, if it's not fair, in my opinion, for a woman to keep, or your partner, whoever's giving, to keep it a surprise. Oh, I want it to be this. This is what I want. But never give a hint. And then when they don't get it, oh, they get that look in their face. Now, see, I haven't had that problem with Linda.
Yeah, see, I agree with Carl. I think he's definitely on the right page. It's about understanding the person you're with. You know, it's not the cookie cutter flowers and candy. It's, you know, taking the time to understand the person and what do they want. You know, they didn't get with you or marry you because you're like everybody else. It's because you bring something special to the table that they don't get anywhere else. So, you know, use that. Find something that, you know, helps you connect with that person and is special.
One of my favorite Valentine's Days is what, gifts would be if my husband's really paying close attention to things that I say. And, you know, for a lot of people right now, the economy is putting a dent in what they can do for gifts. So, you know, simple things really can almost mean more to the heart than anything. Paying attention to some little thing that I saw, maybe a candy or whatever, and then showing up with that would be, you know, the world.
I can tell you the absolute best present I've gotten lately. I came home from work one night, and Rich said, "Don't stop, keep going." And he pushes me back toward the bedroom. He has the bathtub filled, a glass of wine, the candles lit, and he said, "You take a bath. Dinner will be ready in 45 minutes.
Good job, Rich.
Yeah, and I went, oh.
Yeah. And you've been married how many years?
We've been together 34 years. So
you know, guys, you still got it in you after that long time together.
It was just what I needed. It's been stressful since my dad died and trying to get everything together. And it was the most beautiful present. And it was simple. It didn't cost a cent. And I practically laid in the bathtub and cried. It was awesome.
Well, hey, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Patricia Bay and her assistants or interns, Catherine Cuddy and Ryan Frost, and we're talking about love, we're talking about Valentine's Day, and maybe you can pick up a few hints out there, my fellow Neanderthals.
Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Rick Hill with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, and I value long-term relationships with my clients. Relationships built on serving clients well. Relationships spanning decades. I know that building relationships begins with getting to know each of my clients. That's because each investor has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. I can help you create a personal investment strategy to meet your financial needs. So call me at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR. And it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Welcome back here on KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio here. We're talking love, and you know what? The lines are lit up. We got about six minutes left in this segment. So let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've done therapy, and it took me a while to get around to it. But even I think healthy people can. Emotionally healthy people can use tune-ups every once in a while and a new perspective, and that's kind of what therapy brought to me. And I was wondering if Patty could, make some comments on that.
I think that's a really important point. Sometimes things are going well, are going okay, and it's still a good idea to get in and get some help and take that relationship to a deeper level. A lot of people are just intolerable, comfortable relationships, and I think people should be in vibrant, loving, fun, very good relationships. So if your relationship is just it might be time to get some help and take it to a deeper level, and it sounds like that's what you did.
Immeasurably
wonderful. And then, so do you feel more loved?
Oh, heavens yes. And I've been to a couple of your workshops, and they are so well worth it.
Well, thank you.
They really intense, exhausting, yes, but I could not recommend them enough for anyone who's working on things or for one thing, in this day and age, the way the economy is, it's a bargain. You can spend a lot more hours elsewhere and pay a lot more money to get to the same results on the weekends. They're just a lot of fun anyway.
We have a blast. I'm doing a couples weekend intensive, not this weekend, but next weekend, and it's awesome. It's a way to really deepen your relationship and get more intimacy than you've ever had, probably.
And I haven't been able to hear the whole show, but have you talked about your book?
No, it's called Therapy in a Nutshell, 10 Simple Lessons That Will Change Your
title.
Life.
I think that's hysterical.
Did you like the book? That's what's important.
Well, you know, when I first started, I did read it, and I listened to the CD, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't really get this. And so it's one of those things that you have to go back to several times, I think, because it takes a while to catch on to the concepts, but some things really made sense right away.
That's awesome. And just keep going back to it and keep getting it from a deeper level. Well, I'm so glad you called in about refinding love. That's awesome. Thanks a bunch.
Well,
we're gonna take another call because we've got a couple lit up on the line. Have a great Valentine's Day.
Hey, Stacy, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Patricia?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I have a question for you.
Sure.
It's kind of a situation. My divorce just recently went through a few months ago, and this is my first Valentine's Day without my ex-husband now. And it's kind of one of those things that's just a little difficult to get around, trying to kind of cope with the whole love day but not really having love anymore. Do you have any suggestions?
You know, I think that's where a lot of people are, Stacy. If you're alone, if you're not in a relationship, then I think what's really important is to remember that there are many people in your life that love you. Do you have others that you feel close to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, family and a couple close friends.
Okay, and so it might be really important for you to make sure that you spend that day with somebody you truly care about, regardless of whether it's a relationship type issue, like a love connection in terms of that way. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you feel loved and cared for. So surround yourself with people that you love. Don't be alone.
Good idea. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. Hey, we've got a couple minutes left here, Dr. Bay. We're getting the phone lines are ringing here. We'd like to do this on a regular basis, of course. Is to bring you in on a monthly basis or whatever we can, so we could have like a couple of hours of love advice or you know, family advice, whatever.
Trauma.
That's huge.
Anything like that.
You two ever need to be on vacation? Maybe the three of us will come in and cover and do some stuff on PTSD.
Well, we could do a vacation at least once a month. I could do that. Anyway.
Especially the trauma going on with politics right now.
Right.
That's
okay,
true.
Let's get to Sue. We've only got like a minute left. Sue, good morning. We've got about a minute.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to ask the doctor if you're going through like in my family recently, I had three different family members pass away, and I've been in a very demanding job, and so it takes my mind off of things, but I find myself dragging and feeling down about things that I'm usually very optimistic about. How do you deal with that?
You know what, Sue? Since we only have a minute left, I have a great suggestion for you. Do you have a computer? Go to my website, patriciabay.com. And call my office, 241-3642, and let's connect you up to even just chat on the phone for a minute with myself or one of my interns, and let's see if we can make sure you're directed in the right direction so you're not left out there hanging. So go to patriciabay.com and give us a call, and one of us will get back to you, and we'll just make sure that you're taken care of and headed in the right direction.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, Patty, that need help, and I know how big your heart is. So, Patricia Bay?
PatriciaBay.com.
There you go.
And you can read on about Catherine Cundy and Ryan Frost on there too.
Okay. Well, you know what we'll do is we'll make we've talked to you about it, and you've been agreeable. We'll get you on here once a month, and we'll do a show.
That'd be fun.
An entire show with getting in touch with your feelings and everything. I mean, you know, if you need that kind of stuff.
Everybody needs that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Carl Linda. Thank you, Free Fire Radio. You guys are a blessing to this community.
Well, you know what? We try to be a community station, and you know, we get fiddlers and singers in here. I tell you what, sometimes I'm like, yeah.
This is ready.
I'm waiting to do it. When I was in the dunk tank and I found out that little kids were washing their pigs off in there the night before, you know, it was okay.
Can you define a pig?
Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a report only a Democrat could love. The White House taking credit for an improved economy, predicting more jobs will be created, not impressing Republicans. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live at the White House.
Dave, the Council of Economic Advisers' annual report's top item is job creation.
And why we need legislation that's going to help jumpstart that.
Council Chair Christina Romer's report predicts that 2.5% economic growth this year, about 95,000 jobs to be added each month. But with more people looking for work, the unemployment rate won't fall much below 10% anytime soon. Republicans say too many of the report's 460 pages are devoted to bashing the Bush administration. Dave?
Rich, unemployment lines were shorter last week.
The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment fell a more than expected 43,000 last week. At 440,000, though, the report still doesn't point to a job-creating economy.
Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes. On Wall Street, the Dow down 20 points. 10 Americans arrested in Haiti, accused of child trafficking, could be released. That's what a Haitian judge has just recommended, that the 10 Baptists say they were helping take orphans out of the earthquake devastation in the weeks after the quake. Iran's president proudly boasting that he has a nuclear state, enriching uranium to a higher level as hundreds of thousands rally. 31 years to the day after the Islamic Revolution, but other Iranians are protesting that. But security forces have been cracking down on those anti-government demonstrations with tear gas and batons and paintballs. The day before the Olympics opening ceremonies, an American skier has an uphill battle. Lindsey Vonn hoping to recover from a severe shin bruise.
She's a tough girl. I think you can never discount Lindsey and how much she wants this.
Olympic doctor Bill Sterrett. Vonn, who posed for Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue, is a favorite to win medals in Vancouver. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Can you judge a wine by its price? Restaurant critic Robin Goldstein wanted to find out. He toured the country holding blind taste tests. He used a variety of wines. Among both experts and lay people, he soon saw that all bets were off. The so-called experts often could not tell between an inexpensive, no-name wine and a prestigious bottle with price tag to match. Champagne, same story. And the story's outcome is this: price is no indicator of true value. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Never be overly impressed by price. It's been said that some people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. Our quest is for true value in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The dig out the day after.
Please shovel your sidewalks.
And Philadelphia's mayor is also asking,
as you dig out your cars, please don't throw the snow back in the street.
This as plows still continue to clear out from the second storm to hit the mid-Atlantic in a week. The federal government is shut down for a fourth day in Washington. Tens of thousands are without power in the region, and hundreds more flights have been canceled. It may be tougher for the U.S. to track terrorists overseas by following the money trail.
The European Parliament blocking U.S. agencies seeing bank transfers here. Great for tracking terror, but a move too far under European privacy rules, argue Parliament deputies. The vote ending an informal arrangement which since 9/11 has seen most international bank transfers shared using details held in the SWIFT bank transfer system. That is said to have generated more than 2,000 terror tip-offs. But European deputies demanding greater safeguards against data mining, for example. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Militants on the attack again in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Twin bombings at a police complex, killing at least 8, wounding 20. This as Pakistan is ready for talks with another one of its neighbors.
It's looking likely that Pakistan and India will restart peace talks. They broke off in the wake of the Mumbai terror attacks last year. India blamed Pakistan-based militants for those attacks. The Pakistani Foreign Ministry here saying those talks should be wide-reaching and cover all disputes, including the contentious Khyber region. The U.S. has been pressuring both sides to get back to the table, as good relations between the nuclear-armed neighbors is key for regional stability. In Islamabad, Scott Heidler, Fox News Radio.
Three, two,
One.
NASA launching an unmanned rocket, telescopes and cameras aboard to do solar research to better understand how sun activity disrupts communications. This as NASA investigates two potential problems on the shuttle Endeavour up at the International Space Station. One of them is a cracked thermal tile, but that's not considered serious. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. If you haven't gone to our website, please do that. You can get a lineup of our shows. But you can also hear us from 6 to 9 every morning, and then on Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning through all of our shows, and Sunday evening now with our new show from 9 to 10. Dream shifting. So, now today we promised you John Stadelli of Anselmo Vineyards. You know, John is a pretty regular guest on the show because one, he is probably one of the finest chefs here in town, and he always has, you know, some good ideas for the cooking. But he's also he's a multifaceted kind of guy. You know, his own businesses, and we're going to talk about that. But also in his political opinions, he has strong political opinions too, which is how we first originally met over 2 years ago via the internet. So, John, we welcome you here and everybody else that's in the studio this morning. So, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you this day?
We also have.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Okay.
And so we're just playing things out loud here too. Every so often,
you know. I mean, it's live radio. Yeah. You know, come on.
That's a good echo.
Just make sure you don't cough or snort or do anything like that.
Exactly.
Okay. The you know, we're also joined by Kristen Fries, who is the wine aficionado and the head wine master.
Well, thank you.
Out in Semo Vineyards. So, and we're going to talk about some of the wines that are coming in today, you know, out there also. And then is our last guest is Michael Johnson. And we're going to talk about Michael Johnson today.
A.K.A. Puppy.
That's right. And just who is Michael Johnson? So, good morning,
good
Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, John, let's start. You know, you're having a big day out there Sunday.
Yeah, we've got a really nice menu for the public, and we are slam booked.
So people can forget Sunday.
Well, it was reservations only and kind of a preset menu, so it worked out well for us. We started about 2 weeks ago. However, it's going to be a great sunny day, and our patio, we did not book just in case. We didn't know if the weather was going to be proper or not. Looks like it's going to cooperate for us, so if you do pop up, we might be able to just take care of you too, so there's an opportunity there.
I love the opportunity, capital O.
Yes.
What else? Okay, if for some reason somebody can't make Sunday, Friday night, Saturday night, what's happening?
You know, we included quite a few of the menu items from Sunday into Friday and Saturday just in case, because we are limited in seating and we do know that people want to be up there. It is a really romantic place to be, and with weather cooperating, it's phenomenal. So we will be having a lot of the menu items on Friday and Saturday that were on Sunday as well.
That's great.
We can tell our listeners from our personal testimony is that you can't go for an hour. It's a 4 or 5 hour experience. You want to go. Once you get there, it's really hard to get in your car and leave. Let's talk a little bit about, should we talk about the menu and then we'll go to the wine, some of the wines that have won awards and that you have a new release. But before we do that, we talk a little bit about the menu, your background as a chef, and how you create these beautiful works of art, your food.
Oh, certainly. The menu changes weekly, and it really comes from the heart. You know, Mr. Anselmo is the passion and inspiration in a lot of what I do. We chat about things. We talk where the men talk, so to speak. And I'm kind of the instrument that he plays a little bit, you know, but he allows a free hand, classic training. For me, and my inspiration was a chef by the name of Albert Roux and Peter Metzger. Albert is quite famous, and I knew then when I was able to work with him that I was going to take this as a career. It just was a heartfelt feeling, and you can't really do this without a serious passion for it. And that's why Michael here sitting with me has been a great thing for me. It's, you can't really get out of stuff, get out of life unless you give back what you've learned to others. And Michael, starting at such a young age, is truly incredible what he has overcome and done with me in a very short period of time. It's neat to see guys like him that can step up to the plate and really hit a good home run every time you ask him to do it. Sometimes he's like a Radar O'Reilly. I never have to ask for anything. It's always in my hand right when I need it. Good man.
Okay, look, we're going to take a break, and that's a good segue into just who is Michael and why are you so proud of Michael? Carl Lindebaut on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. Join us after these messages.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt, and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
The real estate professionals, GMAC, know the residential real estate market and that the way people buy and sell homes is changing. Over 80% of today's home buyers start their search online. BuzzAboutReading.com has all the details you need to feel confident about your real estate decisions. Call a real estate professional GMAC agent or visit them at BuzzAboutReading.com. Whether you're buying or selling, real estate professionals GMAC will meet all of your real estate needs. Call them at 224-6700 or visit them at one of their two convenient Reading locations.
Well, you know, if I had a theme song, I have to think that that would be it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebaut. Phone lines here 605-4567. You know, we're talking to John Stadelli and the crew out there from Anselmo Vineyards. You know, one of the reasons is you know, of course, we talk about food and the great environment out there, the ambiance. But then we're talking about...
How about a five-star experience?
Yeah. You know, right here in right outside Reading. But one of the things we want to talk about, I should say one of the people we want to talk about, is who helps make this right. And there's a young man that's sitting in here, and his name's Michael Johnson. And we never knew his name until today.
It was, A.K. Puppy.
They called him Puppy. So, you know, John, what makes this young man... The 16 years old, right?
17.
He's 17 now. Okay, he's getting right up there. What makes a 17-year-old such a valuable member of the staff?
You know, Michael came to me unbeknownst to me, they had hired me a dishwasher. I did not know who this person was going to be. Right off the bat, sometimes you can just tell when somebody is the absolutely right person to do something. And I was hoping that he would stick around with me. He always had his rear end up and his head down, so to speak, and working hard, always. Asked a lot of questions once. And just, you know, he's got great follow-through skills. I spoke to him shortly after he came on board, and we had a gentleman's deal, a handshake, from September 16th to September 16th, 1 year of his time, from 17, 18 years old, he will have finished a year with me. And I just figured, you know, in this time, young men like this and women to come up to train and do things like this, what else would they be doing? He's learned a great trade. If not anything else, if he never pursues his career, he's going to make somebody a great husband someday. He'll be able to cook well.
Now, from what I understand, John, Puppy's parents drop, or John, or Michael, his parents drop you off, Michael, to John's house.
Yes.
And you actually stay with John Friday nights and Saturday nights, and they return on Sunday?
Yeah.
Tell us what that's like for you to go away for the weekend and work. Just paint us a picture of what it's like for you to work in that fabulous kitchen and what you take away every day.
Well, for me, it's like I get to have a vacation pretty much every week up at John's house, you know. And, you know, it's great working under John because I learn a lot, and I'm just trying to learn the trade, really, so I have a career to fall back on if I can't work with my uncle, which is a logger, but... Yeah, I just want a career to fall back on, definitely, and learn this trade, because it's a great one.
Well, it takes more to that. People don't realize how hard this can be. But so you come up and you stay with John and his family on the weekend, and then you work from Friday through Sunday, and you work long hours. And John trusts you implicitly in a lot of things.
Michael runs my prep room on Thursdays. So projects that I have trained him to do, he literally does these things. And this is where we started, on top of washing the dishes. I mean, he takes care of all that as well. And any other pet peeves that Auntie Kristen has for him on a constant basis. But, you know, Mike took it a step further. He pays attention to what's going on. And so now he's moved into a position where quite often I'm out in the dining room talking to you folks, and Michael is cooking for you. And I trust him explicitly to do that. He has been taught well, I will say that. I try to be as specific as I can in these projects, but Mike really pays attention, and that's hard to get in young kids today.
And we're talking about, when you have to cook a piece of beef or a veal, I don't know if you do veal, but your lobster, I mean, mm-hmm. that takes seconds away from it not being cooked correctly. Is that right?
Yes.
So that does take incredible focus.
It takes great focus in paying attention one time. And the great thing about Mike and any young kids that come in and why I enjoy mentoring so much is they don't know any of the mistakes to make. And I encourage them to make a mistake. I never get angry for somebody to make a mistake. What I do, what does is a little annoying, is when people don't make any decisions at all. You know, they're just kind of stuck and they don't know what to do. So Mike knows he's got rein to make mistakes and bounce back and learn from them. We've all done that, and that's the way you're going to learn. I just have been impressed with the fact that he's able to hold his grades up. He's a fine gentleman. Yes, please, thank you, no sir, yes sir, that kind of thing, always. These are great traits. You know, it's rare, kind of. But I spotted it right off the bat and knew that he and I were going to have a good partnership for a year's period of time. Next step for Mike, within my grasps for him, would be to probably, I've got rooms and places in Hawaii where he will go for a year. If he chooses to do that after September 16th, we will shoot him over to Hawaii and let him work with some of my good buddies over at TS Restaurants. If, you know, they'll have him. They've never turned me down before. So, you know, it is fun. By the time he's 21, he'll have seen quite a bit if he sticks around with this stuff.
Well, you know, it's a little bit different than logging there, Michael.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get Kristen on here. We're going to be talking wine. And then we're going to kind of like segue into some political things here.
Oh, yeah.
That we like to talk about. Okay, this is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better.
Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., bring your kids to the Mount Shasta Mall and register for this year's Kids Unlimited Summer Show Camp Performance Encounter.
You know what? Actually, I don't need this script. There. I don't need the script. I've been doing these commercials for years, so let me just tell you about this great program. I've seen these kids for myself over the past few years, and I got to tell you, this is an awesome program. You can't imagine how much fun the kids have during the 6 weeks of this summer camp. They participate in music, art, dance. They really create memories that they'll remember for a lifetime. So, you know, rather than just hanging out, texting, playing videos, watching TV, messing around on the computer, your kids can participate in daily performance classes and elective classes of their choosing. It really is an amazing opportunity for kids 7 to 18. The problem is, it's limited to only 200 kids. So don't let your kids or grandkids miss out. Take them to the mall Saturday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. or go online to KUIA.org.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, 1 second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Finally, Bob, you found it. Carl and the Bot, KCNR1460.com is our website. We stream from there. We also archive to freefireradio.com. If you've missed a show, if you got questions about shows, go on back there, and we've got them dated. We've even got down who our guests are and everything, so they're easy to find. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our guest today, John Stadelli, Kristen Fries, and Michael Johnson. And on the phone is Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. My surprise this morning is to hear my nephew on the radio, and I just wanted to let him know how very, very proud we are of him, Michael Johnson.
Morning, Aunt.
Hi.
Well, okay, good morning, Debbie. This is Linda Bott. Thank you for calling.
Yes, you guys know me from On a Flight, Northern California.
Oh!
And, yeah, Michael is my nephew, and I've heard of his little jaunts up and down the hill, and, you know, sometimes parents don't call, but aunts do.
Well, you know what, Debbie, you need to go out to Anselmo Vineyards and see just exactly the, you know, it's hard to put to words a rainbow or a beautiful song or that kind of experience until you feel it. Every time we've taken somebody out there, it's the biggest secret, you know, because then they take out 5 or 6 people every time somebody comes to town and you want to share it with your friends, because it's such an experience. It's hard to describe until you take part in it. And Michael is puppy to all the girls and everybody out there. And it's so wonderful to hear John talk about how puppy has really taken the reins and has, you know, this great experience. I love the story. It's a great story. That's why we had to have him on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michael's been known to do that in other areas, and he has quite a history in the past few years of of getting things done and surviving. And what better way to do that than to have such a wonderful mentor and start towards his full potential. He really, really will do well.
Well, we sure appreciate you calling and sharing with us, Debbie.
You're welcome. Yeah. Good morning. Have a great day.
Well, thank you so much. Daggone, Michael, everybody's proud of you.
I guess.
Getting close to the microphone there so we can hear you when you're talking. There you go. Yeah. I know people telling you what to do all the time, right?
That's right.
All the servers are in there saying, Michael, do this. Michael, do that. Michael, cook this first. Right. Now, do you, since all the servers are so beautiful in there, Michael.
Oh, that's one of the perks about the work.
Okay,
know?
Good. I love to hear, okay, let's get some honesty there. Does anybody rub the puppy's belly?
Well,
okay. You don't have to answer that. Okay, John. Okay.
Hey, Michael, before we finish on this with you, I want to ask what has been your, in your opinion, your best accomplishment?
You mean now? As in
work? Since you've been working at Ensemble under the direction of John.
Oh, just everything I've learned. You know, it's from what I knew about cooking before, I've pretty much learned triple compared to what I used to know, and it's really good to know all that, you know.
And again, it gives you an option.
Yeah,
for what
definitely
to do. Everybody needs options.
Yeah.
So, okay, Kristen, tell us about wines here, because you know you can't get out of there without having some great wine.
No, and the best thing about the restaurant and the wine tasting room is that John pairs a lot of the food with the wine. So, we just had our 08 delivered to us, and so we're really excited about that. We have a new white blend, a Sauvignon Blanc and a Gewurztraminer. We also have our Merlot for 2008 and our Majorette, which is a blended Bordeaux blend of Merlot, Syrah, and Petit Verdot.
We're really big fans of the Majorette, and you have won a few awards. Could you share with our listeners what your awards have been on your wines up at Ensemble?
Yes, at the San Francisco Wine Festival, we won a silver for our Cabernet Sauvignon, and then we also won a bronze for our Merlot for 2006.
And you have incredible champagne.
Yes, we do.
I love your bottle of champagne. In fact, we always try to leave with a bottle of champagne that we give to friends and guests as housewarming, you know, presents and that kind of thing. How many acres of grapes do you have up there?
We have a total of 15 acres, and the Merlot has been there over 20 years.
And do you have tours?
We do give informal tours. It's a little bit easier to do during the week because the weekends we are so busy. But if you do come up and visit us during the week, we'd be happy to show you around.
The place itself is, they offer everything, place from horseback rides to, I don't guess you can do any chasing the sheep around or anything like that. But you've got a number of things that go on up there, of course. Besides the dinners, you know, the wine tasting, they just built got a brand new building up there, the Cobb.
Yes, we have the Cobb, which stores all of our wine, which is really nice. Also, I just wanted to let everyone know that we also are doing soup and salad during the week. Our restaurant is only open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, but we will be providing for our weekday guests soup and salad.
And during the week, then.
Yeah, for the courageous servers that we have up there, they'll also be preparing desserts as well.
Wonderful.
You can come up and just get a little taste. You know, the best part about Ensemble Vineyards is it's the overall experience when you leave. It's not just I'm eating and I'm leaving. You get a lot out of the place. It's very spiritual for me. It reminded me of driving to a restaurant on Kauai that I used to work at, thinking I should be paying them to work here. It's too beautiful. It's perfect every day. And every day was that way. And I felt that way when I pulled into Ensemble Vineyards the first time. I can feel it.
Well, you know, it's and Semo is one of our sponsors, of course. But we were going there way before we even thought about buying the station. And
everything we say is true.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we were saying this before, and this also allows us to share an experience that we have with our friends out there, and as we've said, the people that go out there, you know, the prices are reasonable. You know, especially with the quality of food and the quantities that you get and the wines. So that's why, you know, we have no problem in talking about this. So this Valentine's Day is going to be big. They can still get parts of that menu on Saturday and Friday. So it's a great place to walk out or to drive out in the country, beautiful setting, and have a nice dinner with your loved one.
Yeah, I'd like to say certainly thank you guys, too, because you have been coming up there long before we were doing a little bit of business with the radio station and whatnot. We enjoy having you. Certainly, you know, we've met great people through you guys as well. Rick and Pam Hill, I mean, it does not get any better than that. I mean, these people, you guys have taken my dining room more than once. I mean, just, hey, we're there. Yeah. You know, it's us. All of us are coming. And that's great. That's great stuff to have. We really enjoy it.
Well, I can tell you this. If we didn't enjoy it or feel like we were getting our money's worth, one, we wouldn't be there, and you all wouldn't be here. So, anyway, okay, look, we've got to take a break here for the news. This is Carl Lindebot from Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The White House says it sees more jobs in our future.
The report predicts the economy will grow about 2.5%, creating 95,000 jobs a month, not just this year, but in 2011 as well. But since about 100,000 or more people join the labor force each month, that means the unemployment rate won't go down significantly before the end of the president's first term in office.
Fox's Wendell Gull, Republicans dismissing the report to Congress as propaganda.
They say the president's not only exaggerating the effect of Bush administration policies on the difficulty in getting out of the current recession. He's also exaggerating the effectiveness of the stimulus package.
Senators, meanwhile, have released a jobs bill that includes business tax breaks and construction projects, and a Haitian judge recommending the release of 10 American missionaries detained there. They're accused of trying to take Haitian children out of the country. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Have you ever heard of colon hydrotherapy? It's a way to clean, tune, and rebuild your large intestine. Chris Mann, owner of North State Hydrotherapy, is a certified colon hydrotherapist with a practice in Reading located at 3067 Victor Avenue. Chris rebuilt her own health using colon therapy and can help you. Call Chris at 223-3656. That's 223-3656.
Good morning, Reading. 8:32. If you're just putting your feet on the ground, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We are always taking your emails. Shoot us an email if you have a question. Okay, I know. You're like, let's get down to the meat. All right, you guys.
Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was in here on Monday night. Did a superb job in firing up an audience. 37 times in a 45-minute speech, people broke in and applauded. You read some of the comments. He's just president's bunch of Neanderthal types up in Reading in the North State. You know, people drove in from all over for it. You know, and again, those are the same people that denigrate the Tea Party movement. If you need to take a look at it, because I tell you what, people. There are so many people upset. There are so many Americans upset with government right now. The poll that came out yesterday, and this was a Rasmussen poll. It wasn't a Fox News. It wasn't a CBS, which are all, those are kind of could be leaning. How many people are angry at the government? Close to 80% of the American population is either very angry or just angry. It's not aimed at the Democrats. It's not aimed at the Republicans. It's aimed at the idiots in government that are taking us down the road. And every time a decision comes down, you have to ask yourself, where is Napoleon's corporal? That's right, Napoleon's corporal. For people that are not familiar with that term, Napoleon used to have a corporal standing right outside his tent. And then when he would make an order, he'd write an order, he'd give it to the corporal. the corporal being an average fighter, an average warrior out there, not a general, not an officer, an NCO, he'd hand him this order. If the corporal read it and understood it, then, and only then, would Napoleon issue it to his generals, figuring that they could probably understand it too. And that's what's going on. That's what we don't have in Obama's office, is Napoleon's corporal. Some of the things that come out of that office, starting from the very beginning when he asked the veterans to use their own insurance to pay for their war wounds, and he said it to a group of 11 veterans organizations. Excuse me. If you'd shown that to Napoleon's corporal, that would not have happened. The latest thing, I you know what, I pointed it out, I didn't believe it, and now of course it's, you know, it's been hitting the news everywhere, is that the commander-in-chief is pronouncing corpsman, who takes care of wounded Marines, as a corpsman. That's not great for morale there, commander-in-chief. Again, Napoleon's corporal. If he said that to him, the corporal would have looked at him and said, that's corpsman there, Mr. President. This is not just all, but this isn't just resides with the Obama administration, where they've got the fewest number of people who've ever run a business in their life in it. This resides in all administrations, you know, that the common man. And this is one of the things that John said. John, you were talking about the common man.
Yeah, I really believe that it's time for the, and it is our time, for certainly my generation. I mean, Sarah Palin is in my generation, for crying out loud. And I've been saying somebody from my generation needs to step up, or people like us with like minds need to step up the plate and realize that this Constitution was written by brilliant people. They thought about just about everything. It was pretty made it pretty simple as well. It's being skewed way beyond what it ought to be. I think there's a sense of personal responsibility that it needs to take place in this country. I mean, you know, if our parents are using credit cards, then so are we. Well, the federal government, who's to blame for all of this debt? They are. They are the model of what's happening to us. And this needs to stop. This needs to end immediately. And you know, you've got to cut it off right from the top. You know, our states were supposed to govern. The people were supposed to be on top of this pyramid. And then the states and then the federal government. It's just kind of setting up some simple guidelines that the Constitution set. It's flipped over, and it's out of hand.
Well, it's the fact is that, you know, there's a group of people believe that the government can take better care of us than we can. You know, the government, okay, you want to assist, but don't take away my right to be able to take care of myself. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, you're on the air, Daniel.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Daniel. How are you doing?
Good. You know, I'm one of those corpsmen.
Well, you know what? You know, when he said corpsmen, you know, that just is not good for the morale. Hey, here comes the corpsmen. I've been hit. Corpsmen.
Well, you know, the really sad thing is
he didn't know any difference.
As eloquent as he is, you know, and all great public speakers, you know, typically they will rehearse their speeches. And part of his difficulty is he's reading directly from that teleprompter instead of doing a rehearsal. And having people listen to what he's having to say and say, you know, you don't say that word that way.
Well, you know, here's the scary thing. The people around him didn't know it was wrong. What do you think about that? What if the people around him did not understand that that was wrong?
And even worse than that, though, is I don't think they really care.
Well, again, I go back to a lack of common sense on some of the things. You know what? Yes, a great order. Nobody's going to take that away. But that means he reads real well, or he speaks real well. Does he understand what he's saying? You know, I think people are starting to take a step back. You know, the fact that what happened in Massachusetts, people took a step back. Now, I don't know if you happened to see the commercial that Scott Brown ran in Massachusetts, a minute and a half. If you have not seen it, I think I'll put it up on the website, because you talk about a powerful commercial about change, about doing the right thing for our country, doing the right thing for the people of Massachusetts, and the right thing for yourself as an individual, for individual freedoms. You know, I think I am going to put that up there. It's off of YouTube.
It would be a good idea, you know, and the biggest part of the message was do what's right for the country, you know, do what's right, period. You know, it's not just do what you think you need to do politically, right?
Yeah, how many more backroom deals can we make? The pharmaceutical companies, the lawyers, even the insurance companies have been in there, you know, and we're talking about the openness. What openness? Tell me about the openness. Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh,
didn't quite make it, did we?
Well, we got to get there, you know, and you know, Mr. Bush, you know, and his organization did not always have that transparency either. And it's just time for government in general to start doing that.
Well, you know what? You know, there's every time you look at all the incumbents, you got to ask yourself, can we do better than this? Thanks,
Absolutely.
Daniel. We got to take a break.
Have a good day, sir.
You bet, Daniel. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking about, is it enough enough? Our guests are John Stadelli, Kristen Fries, and, of course, the world famous Michael Johnson.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Furniture for life, Cuber Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
You can cozy up for your sweetheart this Valentine's Day on a love seat you just won from Kubler's Furniture. Come into Kubler's Furniture today and enter to win a free, luxurious love seat. It's a beautiful Macy Cafe love seat with saddle arms and bustle back design surrounding the supportive cushions and richly finished tapered block feet. Enter to win at Kubler's Furniture in the Shasta Center, 1894 Churn Creek Road. Kubler's Furniture offers free design consultation and free color coordination. Quality products in stock at great pricing. Kubler's Furniture. Locally owned and operated for 35 years plus.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, locally owned and operated for 35 years plus in the Shasta Center at 1894 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabot. And if I don't come up with at least a card on Friday, I'll fall in that ring of fire. I'll have my hide burned. Our guest today, John Stadelli, Kristen Fries, and Michael Johnson, otherwise known as Puppy. He does that because he likes the servers to chase him around the kitchen. We talked about, you know, the dinners and everything and how great it is to enjoy that experience. And in someone, we really appreciate you all being here. But now we're talking... You know what? You know, let's talk a little bit about what happened Monday. You know, and that kind of like, you know, it ties into everything else. One of the questions one of the things that Sarah Palin said was, you know, what is going on with the environmentalists and how they've tied up the logging industry. I mean, tied up the logging industry. The latest one, of course, is they're suing Sierra Pacific so that Sierra Pacific can't even log in their own property. What happened to individual property rights? You know, with all the laws, I want to go out and I want to cut down a spruce tree. You know, why do I have to get special permission to cut down a spruce tree? And then let's go even further, my friends. There's a fire. The trees are burned, but they're still salvageable lumber. And there's lawsuits to keep you from cutting down the burnt trees. Now, the latest one
the latest one. An Arizona-based center for biological diversity. It kind of feels like biological diversity. What does that mean? Are we going to be interbreeding trout here? Anyway, they have sued. They want a new review of the California Department of Fish and Game's program to stock hatchery-raised fish in lakes and streams around the state. They say that it's endangering the frogs at lakes high in the Trinity Alps west of Redding. The trout eat the Cascades frog. Well, guess what? We've been doing this for well over 100 years. And if I understand right, those frogs are still there. And in fact, Kristen's husband, and this is, and we didn't know this till just a few minutes ago, Kristen's husband was one of the people that did the survey up there in the High Lakes. Is that correct? To see if the trout were killing out all the frogs and other little animals up there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. He did that for 2 summers, and I actually went out with him and did the surveys and you know, caught the trout and looked for frogs as well. And some lakes, there weren't very many frogs, but some there were.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is this, is here's an Arizona-based group coming after our stuff, coming and telling us what to do with our natural resources. And the funny thing about it is that the frog is not endangered. It's not listed as protected by the state or federal wildlife officials. So if they're not even protected, why are they doing this to us? You know, it's like they want to take control of our fish, of our assets, of our resources, and this is so completely wrong. Again, people getting into our business, using the legal system to tie up our ability to stock the fish, which, you know what they don't seem to understand is that this is also part of our economy, which is already in the crapper, and then to just take out something else is just another way to, you know, just another control, another right that's being taken away from us. Now, so, you know, Kristen, so the review, from what I understand, I don't know if you've seen the final review, says that this is not a problem here, these trout. There's still plenty of little frogs out there, little 3-inch frogs.
So the person from Arizona can do a 180 and go back to his own state.
Oh, of course not. They will find another way to sue. No, and if it's not Arizona, Oregon tried to do it. Next person will be somebody from New York because they heard that there were some fish out here. All right. Let's go on back to something else, too. We're talking about individual rights and Napoleon's corporal, and is anybody really thinking about what's going on out there? Is, you know, the decision, and I say it's a decision about trying a terrorist in New York. You have got, you know, even the Democrats are saying, what are you smoking? You know, Holder, I said that, you know, we are not going to go after any state that's using medicinal marijuana, and there's probably a good reason for it, Holder. If you're making decisions like that. So what we're going to do is cost. We're going to charge our state. It's going to cost us, I would say, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, they put it at $1 billion.
$1 billion to try terrorists. To give them the same rights that you have and I have. You know,
there's no reason to put these people on stage.
There should be somebody. You know what?
They've already been there.
That's right. They've been there. They've had their say. This is what they want. They want to kill us? Fine. You want to kill us? You had your chance. You lost. It's our chance now. And I don't think we should, you know, and we shouldn't waste that chance.
No.
You know, the other thing, too, is we need to have somebody. We ought to raise. Is there a college that says common sense? You know, you've got a degree in common sense. Well, if that degree in common sense, they ought to. You know what? Their value is going to be so high. You know, Shasta College, Dr. Gary Lewis. Gary, start a course on common sense. And let's start graduating people with that. We're going to find jobs with all over the United States. Every time a CEO says, hey, let's put all of our investors' money into a high-risk mortgage or bonded thing, and, oh, don't worry if we lose, you know, the government's going to bail us out. The person with common sense slaps them up the side of the head and says, rethink this. Let's go to the phones. Jim.
Hey, Carl. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just, you know what? I'm just getting fired up and more fired up the more I think about it.
You kind of fired me up a little bit here on this thing here. You know what we need to do is go out and find out what businesses in this area support the Sierra Club, who supports the Ninth Circuit Court, who gives us all the problems we're having with the woods and the fish and things, and boycott their businesses. That's how we're going to get to them people, but there's and get them out of here. And, but need to bring them to light and expose them, who they are, that are belong to the Sierra Club.
Well, you know, that's right. You know, they've got big sponsors, and a lot of these groups have got big sponsors, and it probably doesn't hurt. Go say, hey, I'm going to stop using your product because of what you're supporting. Of you're supporting this, which is hurting my state or hurting my ability just to go out and go trout fishing and take my kids out there, take my wife, go out and do trout fishing because you're putting frivolous lawsuits up against us, so we can't use it. That's a great idea, Jim.
Yeah, and the other thing we need to do is every candidate that runs up here and says they want us to support them as their candidate and to run office, need to ask them, what are you going to do to clean up this mess and get rid of these people that are pointing these bad policies? Because all this here stuff that they're putting out here against you to do business, free enterprise, and cut back on your stuff here is what we need to fight against. So we need to have them stand up and say, we're going to get rid of them. The staffers. You get people that are put into office, and the staff they bring in, when they leave, the staff stays. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah, you know, Jim, and here's a big thing, Jim, is we need to start at the city level. The city level and the county level. We can really, really affect that. And then we have them go through their list or their morass of old laws and laws that come down on our ability to do business and change those. Those are the ones we can change. We can change those. Guess what? Beginning here in June with the elections, with the primaries, and then in November, we can change that.
You bet we can.
Okay.
And it was really good to see that we had our city council people and also board of supervisors that attended the Sarah Palin meeting.
Now, you know what? They know they're not. You know what? They know which side their bread's buttered on, and they know they need to get on the express. Because
right.
If you don't, that train's going to run right over you.
That's right.
All right.
I think there's one lady up here that's she's almost like a Sarah Palin, and that's Linda Hartman. She is such a super gal.
She is.
And from what we understand, Sarah Palin took her aside and gave her some wonderful advice, being a mother and being a politician, and they had a little kinship moment.
So,
yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot for your phone call. We got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone line. Join us after these messages.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive. Ready.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage in our new location at the Redding Convention Center this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wildlife Show, Exhibits, Trucker Skills Competition, Equipment Displays, Exhibits and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2010 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend in its new location at the Redding Convention Center. Sponsored by California Forestry Association, Campbell Group, Fruit Grower Supply, Greenspal, Hat Creek Construction, and Les Schwab Tire Centers.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Butler in our last 3 or 4 minutes here. Our guest tomorrow is going to be Jerry Bonito, district attorney, who's in a fight for that job here with Steve Carlton. Steve was on our show last Friday, and there was a lot of action generated from that one. And then Jerry is going to join us then at noon at Tobacco and Brew for our town hall meeting, and which we also will have, anybody can come down there, you get lunch, and you can ask the candidate. You can look at the candidate, you can ask them questions. And I promise you, last week there was a lot of questions that came out from people, some with surprising answers. And so it's your chance to look at the candidate and ask them questions, plus on the show. So he'll be on tomorrow beginning at 8 o'clock and again at 12 noon at Tobacco and Brew. All right, John and Kristen and Michael. John.
Yes, sir.
What do you want us to remember here as you walk out?
First of all, you need to remember that chicken spent quite a bit of time searching.
And Chicken,
Anselmo is
right.
Reverse's wife.
Right.
Yeah, she spent a great deal of time searching the planet for her gift shop for all kinds of fun little trinkets and keepsakes and
crazy little hats.
Great, ridiculous little hats. And insane sunglasses. She's got a taste beyond everybody's. It's very, it's unique
and
to
reasonably
say the least.
Priced.
Yeah, outstandingly. Yeah, there's some really pretty stuff there, and it's good fun. Most importantly, though, I think if you're thinking about mentoring somebody out there, if I made any difference by talking about Michael today, please do so. It's really important. That's the only way that they're going to be able to step up to the plate. Maybe do it a little younger because I think this country's going to need it. Secondly, focus on the important few. They pick three things a day and get them done. That means something, truly means something. Set your goals lofty yet obtainable by yourself, for sure, and eat well. And I can take care of that. I can take care of the third thing.
Okay.
I can do that.
Kristen.
We're really excited about our 08 wines, and so I invite you guys to come up and try them. They are fantastic, and I think we just keep getting better and better.
Okay. Now, if somebody says Free Fire Radio, I mean, you probably don't get anything, but people go, oh, yeah, we know them. Okay. All right, there, Michael. Here's your last chance. Now, Michael said at the break, I said, do you let those really good-looking servers, they come up and pat you and blink their eyes at you, do you put their stuff up first? And what was your answer?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
He's a puppy in training.
Yeah, puppies in training grow teeth.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you so much for being our guest, and of course, we'll see you this Sunday. And before we go, we have a caller from Line 2. Kevin, good morning. You want to talk about land use on KCNR?
Well, yeah. You guys had spoke earlier about our eroding property rights.
Yeah.
And the real source of that problem is coming really out of the UN Agenda 21, which you can find a ton of information online about it.
Okay.
And basically, the whole concept of it is to put a tremendous amount of restrictions on the use of private property.
It's
basically
thing.
Rewild it all and create more managed urban living areas, not just in this country, but across the whole globe. And what we're seeing is these agendas being pushed out by the large tax-exempt foundations. Are really the ones that are funding these whole environmental movements, because without the funding they wouldn't be able to get the traction that they do have, nor to continue this fight against private property ownership.
No, you're absolutely right, and this private property, and these treaties that are kind of rolling through from the UN that are being signed that could restrict your gun, your Second Amendment rights and others. And, I think people are starting to wake up. I think that's why people are starting to stand up and go, hey, wait a minute. We could lose everything.
Well, we are losing it. The problem is that we've been sitting around sucking our thumbs watching sports and whatever else all the time, like little babies. And it's time that we get on board as adults and then realize that, hey, our government's not working for us anymore. And they're reclassifying us not as citizens, but more as subjects. And we have to understand that this government that's in place is for our benefit and not vice versa.
There you go. And again, we need to stand up. We need to take our government back. We the people is more than just three words. We have got to stand up. And, people talk about organizations. You need to join an organization. You need to band with your friends. You take back control.
The thing is, too, is we better do it very quickly, because like in South Carolina, they're passing laws now where, you know, you have to register with the state attorney general's office if you are, you know, a part of a movement. It's very vaguely written.
Yeah. Hey, that, hey, Kevin, we've run out of, time. But this is a great subject. Call us earlier, and we'll get right on this one tomorrow. This is okay. Thanks a lot. This is Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.